People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Today's episode will be hosted by RJ Ayush. Ayush is a RJ with Fever FM and hosts his own tech show called Tech Panti. Over to you, Ayush.
This is a special episode brought to you by NASSCOM. In today's world, digital transformation has become a top priority for organizations to cater to changing consumer behavior and provide an exceptional customer experience. Consumers expect better engagement from brands and enterprises that are working hard to meet these expectations. One of the most significant technological advancements that have revolutionized customer experience is conversational AI and generative AI. These technologies have made it possible for brands to interact with their customers more personalized and engagingly, leading to increased customer satisfaction and loyalty. Our today's guest is an industry leader with an exceptional track record of driving digital transformation and automation initiatives. Raghav Kumaria, the Vice President and Head of Digital Transformations at IGT Solutions, has led numerous digital initiatives across the diverse range of industries. With his extensive experience, Raghav brings a unique perspective to the table. And we can't wait to hear his insights on the topic at hand. So without further ado, let's welcome Raghav Kumaria to the show. Hi Raghav, how are you?
I'm good, Ayush. Thank you for hosting me very well. And I'm so looking forward for this interaction. As a matter of fact, on the same topic, we just, I'm in Dubai right now. We concluded a very large summit on conversational AI. A lot of industry speakers came in. We exchanged ideas. So it's just fresh off the press. Really looking forward for this interaction.
Fantastic. So let us deep dive into the questions. The first question that I'd want to ask you today is that as enterprises strive to provide seamless digital experiences to their customers, conversational AI has emerged as a game changer. It has revolutionized the way organizations interact with their customers, providing personalized and engaging experiences. But how can businesses leverage conversational AI to move towards a digital customer experience?
It's very important to first set the context when we use the word digital CX. What does it mean? In a very typical layman language, digital CX is your ability to interact with your consumer in a very intelligent manner, but not use voice as a channel. So use something which is not traditional, but still interact and with the end customer and ensure that the experience is, if not better, at least the same as a human-like interaction. So that's at a very high level the definition of digital CX, which means you want to move away from a human interaction. And that's where conversational AI will play a very, very important role. It's a very effective means of today where brands engage with their prospective customers and customers and still be able to provide a service which is 24/7. Which a consumer can consume on a go. It is still perceived and received and committed back in a human-like interaction. I mean, young generation generally prefer channels where they don't have to go to a contact center, wait for a long time, take to a point where they get frustrated by the fact that they've been waiting for that service and then jumping queues to queues. So this is a channel that today is getting adopted a lot from that generation standpoint. It's self-service, it's voice bots, it's chat bots. It is their ability to control the conversation the way they want to control the conversation. And if you want to play in that space, you can't have it without the element of bringing artificial intelligence of how we understand the customer, how you understand its intent, and how do you actually communicate back to him what he's looking for. Mm-hmm. That's the space when we call it digital CX. You can't do that without conversational AI. So conversational AI actually is defining the next wave of how contact centers are going to be and how brands and consumers will interact with each other. And in the whole scheme of things, it's not only the consumer who's benefiting, but it's also the enterprise. Hmm. Enterprise now has the ability to deliver a very cost-effective service and can scale up, scale down basis seasonality, basis general trends in the market. You don't have to be dependent on humans. So it gives you the ability to run a very optimized, personalized, data-driven ecosystem, which today's consumer is always very happy to. So short story, conversational AI is going to be the bedrock of the next generation contact center. And that is why we feel that's the holding pattern to digital CX.
True. I mean, as an example, let us consider the travel industry. I recently booked a flight and I thought of canceling that flight. And I went to the app where I had booked it. And they knew that I had booked this flight and there might be a problem or possibly a change of schedule. And that's how the bot came back to me saying that, hey, you're traveling from this date to this day. And is your question related to this flight? That's how intelligent the AI has become.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, this is just the tip of the iceberg. All that information that you just said in the example is an information that is already available, right? So you booked a flight, you already have a PNR, PNR is your passenger name record. So, yeah. So the airline systems already know who you are, where are you traveling from. So that is resident information. So it's just that the moment you reached out to that channel, it recognized you as an existing customer and was able to pull up very quickly, the context of your last interaction. This, if you today take it for context, it still wowed you as a general customer. Look, I didn't have to say, they were able to put that and realize.
Yeah.
But in the true sense, and that's where we were all talking of what is adaptive or generative AI. If I were to now go back and put a context and say, you as a passenger, if I know you better beyond the ticket that you booked on the airline, but I now know your preferences of hotel, your preferences. Yeah, we've gone, there's a social profile. We know a little bit of you as a traveler. And if we then put a context to it and say, look, Ayush, I know you're changing your flight. We can offer you, an alternate flight. By the way, that also falls at the same time. There's a movie convention going on or a music festival going on. And we know that you like music or you like that. And put a context to it and put a conversational wrap around it, which is personalization. The interaction is no longer about booking a ticket. The interaction then becomes of an experience. As a traveler, experience is all what matters, right? That is the power of conversational AI. It's the ability to put personalization, context, data around an interaction and package it around as a service and then let the consumer consume the service in a very normal, easy manner and then get associated with the brand and say, look, this brand is taking care of me. They know about me. They're offering me, which is personalization stuff to me. And I have the ability to then interact with the brand on the go. That is conversational AI. That is the true power of AI. So absolutely, this is what we are looking forward in the market.
And this exactly brings me to my next question. Like, we're talking about conversational AI. How can it be leveraged beyond customer support and sales? What can we do more, ahead of customer supports and sales?
Absolutely. And to be honest, I still want to say there's enough that still needs to happen in the support. It's not that the customer support area is quite saturated. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we've never harnessed the power of conversational AI to the true extent within the support areas. But support areas very general. Everyone associated with it. The FAQs, you can reach out to the bot and ask for questions, static responses, statuses, and all this stuff. So that piece is anyways, to me, is still the biggest bang of the buck. But having said that, since the question is specifically beyond that, I would say the two areas where we'll see conversational AI will become very important. One is definitely the insight, which is a personalization factor, which is customer insight. Now, that's where the conversational AI should be having the ability to analyze you as a consumer, analyze your patterns, your past interactions, build a pattern of the interaction. For example, you had a bad, you call up a contact center and you speak to them, and you're not happy, right? You had a bad experience, the bad experience doesn't mean you had a bad agent talking to you. It could be you didn't like the response, which is process, right? That's brand's process. But you had a bad experience. There was agitation in the call, which you expressed your frustration, whether words, through tone, but it ended, right? And the brand never looked at that call, which means in your mind, the bad experience will continue to a point where till you have the next best experience, right? So imagine you call up the brand only after 4 months. Even then, you'll have in your back of the mind saying, look, last time I called them, it was a bad experience. Now, if I were to then flip it up and say, we'll not do the traditional way, but effectively, if today Ayush called up and if I have the ability to monitor Ayush's call, whether live or even after 15 minutes of the call getting over, and that the AI then tells me the insights, look, Ayush went frustrated, or there was an agitation, or there was specific terminology used which communicated he's not happy. And if I use that information and automatically place an outbound call to Ayush on a time slot and say, look, Ayush, you reached out to us yesterday. We understand your experience was not good. How can we help you? Suddenly, your frustration is like, you're not expecting that call, by the way.
True.
Right? Suddenly, your experiences, which was negative, at least comes down a notch and say, and you're now in the mood of engaging, right? Now, I take this further. Imagine all of these interactions as a trail is kept across the journey of your of you interacting with the brand. And every time you reach out to the brand is using this, the past experiences and the current context and the context in the scenario you're calling the your brand. And then packaging your conversation, they are actually not doing a conversation. They're not actually treating you as a transaction. You're actually building a relationship. That piece is when I'm saying customer insights. The personalization of your of what you need, what you desire, what you are looking for, and if I use that and put it into context of the service, that is the next phase that we believe outside the typical contact center support. So customer 360 in a very small word. And this then can not only benefit the interaction itself, but then that information can go to marketing function to look at their brand promotions. They can look at product strategies. It can go to associate functions for any allied services, upsell, cross-sell. All that ecosystem then gets automatically generated and gets triggered and is proactive in nature. That is beyond the customer support is going to be very important.
True.
The third angle where we see it getting used a lot is going to be employees, right? We all talk of consumers. We all talk of you as a consumer. But at the end of the day, as enterprises, there's a larger consumer sitting inside. You know, that consumer, that employee needs to be associated as a brand, right? So within the enterprise, conversational AI can then be used in multiple cases, whether it's a shared services, support center, you know, your ability to reach out to your enterprise, your own company, and get resolved queries, have the ability to interact, not necessarily wait for an HR to hold a meeting and then say, look, how can I help you? So it's always also inward looking. So those two areas we're feeling is going to be effectively used across enterprises today.
This also brings me to my next question. I mean, now that we've reached a certain age, so our brand interactions would be limited. But imagine a kid being born today, whose entire life cycle would be, you know, would be data points for an artificial intelligence. What do you think, like, in the days to come, how great a customer experience is it going to be?
It's a double-edged sword, to be honest. So while his entire life is digital in that sense. The data is there. You have, it can be used for personalization. You would need to understand what you want to use and what you don't want to use in the context. But I believe the generation of today, when it gets to a point where they start consuming service, they will not going to expect a service which is point to point. They will expect a service which is wrapped around with a lot of insight, a lot of usage, a lot of help, a lot of support. It will not be a transaction. It will actually be a service. Service in the sense that you can't walk away and say, look, you wanted to buy a ticket, I've given you a ticket. At our age, buying a ticket, the cheapest ticket at the best price or at the best lot is the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah.
At times, most of the consumers at our age, and I don't want to call my age, I'm an old or young, but fundamentally, you know, we are very outcome oriented, right? We wanted to interact with the brand, we got something. Now, we do not really matter how that interaction happens. Today's generation is not about it. You may actually service them the best, but if they do not get the experience, the transaction is tangible, but the experience is notional. You'll have to combine. So that is where today's generation will look at. Whether I got the service which I needed in the way I needed, not how the brand wanted to pull it to me. That will define happy or unhappy customer. And it may have got nothing to do with the outcome of the service. The outcome could be the best. It could be the cheapest price. It could be the best ticket. But if the experience of buying and interacting with the airline or that, of the, for the matter, any enterprise, if that experience is not good, he may still walk away and say, you know what? I'm not going to go to this customer, to this enterprise again.
True.
This is the generation that will deal in experience. That is why we have started talking of customer CX. So that, I think, how it will evolve. So it's going to be very, very different. Very, very different than what we do today.
Fantastic. We did talk about how we can leverage this technology. Also, now the technology, it is evolving at an unprecedented rate. It's essential to understand which trends are worth keeping an eye on and which ones will have the most significant impact on customer experience or CX. Raghav, in your opinion, what are conversational AI associated technology trends that will shape the future?
Largely two. It's something, this is a question that the entire industry is talking about, and you may have various responses, but basis our experience in the last couple of years and what we've seen with other brands and customers, I think two technologies are going to be definitely high on uptake and high adoption and will evolve and transform this contact center or the CX space. And both of them exist in some shape and format. So we believe, for example, the first one we really believe is the NLP. Now, NLP generally stands for natural language processing, but it's the ability of a machine to comprehend human language and respond back in a very human-like fashion and look at that as what we and you and me are talking today. So we're talking in a very human language, but we understand each other. Yeah. So if the machine today starts understanding what you're saying and what you're asking, what your intent, that is what NLP brings on the table. Now, if you put that NLP on top of a system, which could be your CRM, which could be your sales system, your billing systems, your enterprise applications, and you club that applications and the ecosystem to the interaction engine, suddenly the machine starts talking contextualized. The interaction is contextualized. It's not only Ayush and Raghav understanding each other in the English or in the native language, but now they're understanding the context of it. Over the years, this technology has evolved a lot and it's evolving fast. Now, this is what we still believe. It's a lot of things to happen. Now, a couple of years back, NLP was struggling with linguistics, it was struggling with slangs and abbreviations and dialects. All of that has changed over the couple of years. It's now much more matured. It understands all those complexities. There are still some challenges. Sooner or later, those challenges will also evolve. Technology will evolve. But NLP, definitely, because without NLP, you can't move forward in terms of context. But the second piece, which will make this overall ecosystem much more attractive, is the generative AI. And that is where all that buzz around ChatGPT and large language models are happening. Effectively, generative AI is, you know, very layman proper languages, generating content to a specific context and have the ability to use that content to respond back. Now, this necessarily does not mean the content needs to be there in that particular form. It generates on the fly on the context, but rides onto some base data, base information available as a repository. And that repository could be World Wide Web. And that repository could be your enterprise data, your applications, your ecosystem, whatever it may. But it generates content. It doesn't need to have a static content. So in our industry, most of the times when chatbots and voice bots were being prepared in the earlier stages, the content behind was static. So if you had not asked a question in a format that the bot has been trained for and the content is not available in that particular fashion, most likely you would not get a good response. You not get the adequate response. Generated AI will actually make that context real-time, generate content on the context. Now, if you club both the technologies, you're going to have an ecosystem where you will be able to interact to a machine. The machine will be able to understand you as a human, should be able to interact with you as a human. And here I'm talking about chat and voice as a channel. Interact with you as a human-like and give you the ability to ask whatever you want to ask and have the ability to then generate a content which is very closer to what you need. And over the period of time, if it is not, learn from the interactions and generate new content. The more you use, the more it generates, the more it learns, and the more healthier, accurate, and more contextualized, personalized then interaction becomes.
True.
These two areas of conversation on the conversational AI, the NLP and the generative AI, these are two trends which are going to catch a lot of attention, a lot of investments, a lot of evolution, and hence the future of conversational engagement or our digital engagement is looking very, very positive. I mean, ChatGPT, I was looking at some statistics. In 5 days, 100 million users.
Yeah.
I mean, this is unheard of, right? And the adoption is fantastic. I'm a tech guy. I've tried to break that code a lot of times. Ask them random questions. I've asked the chat, the algorithm to write poetry. My daughter has at times written to saying, "No, I have an essay to write," and yeah, she just puts the context, and there's an essay, right?
True.
And then she's leveraging that thought process to write her own, and thankfully she's. And that's where the ethical use of AI will become. She's still using, but then the reference point is there. Now your evolution process is certainly fast tracked, right?
Hmm.
You have that is the ability of generative AI. And you put it in the right context, it will give you a very good cost-effective means of interaction, brilliant, human-like, and adaptive. These two trends. And obviously, there are underlying technologies that will evolve beyond it. But we are watching these two space very, 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 very carefully.
Fantastic. Moving on to the next questions, like talking about conversational AI, we're talking about generative AI. At the last, I'm going to throw a bouncer to you, but this will happen by the end of the interview. But right now, I cannot stop myself in asking this question to you, that what will happen when, you know, these two powerful technologies, when they combine, and how does their synergy impact the customer experience and transform the way brands, they engage with their customers?
See, I think it's almost alluding to my previous response and the overall discussion up to now. Effectively, the combination of conversational and generative AI is going to unlock a new world of human-machine interaction. Very different. Nothing that we've come across up till now. And one area where this combination is going to be extremely beneficial is creating more intelligent virtual assistants.
Hmm.
This is where you'll have ability to have a non-human interact to your consumer and not get worried about the accuracy of the interaction. And obviously the human-like interaction, accuracy of the interaction. That's one space. I mean, take an example. If you, I mean, again, almost reiterating the same thought. You today, you as a consumer, you go to a chatbot, and the chatbot understands you as an AI, as what you're asking for intent and utterances, and it recognizes what you're asking. But then you put on generative AI, it will then generate a response which statically doesn't exist in the database of the chatbot.
Yeah.
But it will look at all the reference material it has in what we call as the large language model, and will generate a content specific to your interaction, which will give you the ability to ask what you want to ask. We did a very unique exercise, a very simple one. On the eye, it looks pretty much simple, but the connotation is very deep. We took some random FAQs from, I will not name the information site, but we took some random information from a traveling agency perspective, and we exposed that content to a large language model. And we created an interface of a bot, and we ran the algorithm for a while, and we started interacting to that. And we started asking, you know what, I'm traveling to this country, can you tell me the currency, can you tell me what places should I go, what should I go? All of that was not trained, by the way. But we knew the content is there. But this intent and utterances were not matched. The bot, the engine kept on responding back. The beauty is, while we knew that content existed, but when we started asking questions outside the boundary of the content, and I'll give you an example. We were referencing Stockholm. We were referencing, you know, I want to go to Stockholm, and tell me things around it. And suddenly we asked, can you tell me if I go to Stockholm, will I get a Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah.
Now, the ability of that engine to understand Stockholm syndrome and relate, and the response we came back was mind-blowing. The response was like, no, come on. Stockholm syndrome has nothing to do with Stockholm. It created a content which was not base, but it was able to relate referenceability across outside the content and create an answer which doesn't exist today. We didn't train that bot. We didn't train that interaction, but the response came out to be perfectly fine. Yes, it has those issues where it may still throw up some bouncers. But that is where you have to further ring guard the entire technology. But that is where the power of conversational AI and generative AI will put across and create a solution which is not only going to be cost effective, it will be very much personalized, it will be quite intelligent, it will be human like, and it will allow you as a consumer to interact the way you want to interact, not how the brand wants you to interact today.
True.
The power of interaction and communication is with you as a consumer. That is which will change, and that changes your entire part. When you as a consumer in control of what you want to ask, and the systems respond back, that's the holy grail.
Got it. This brings me to my bouncer question of the podcast. Right now, we are having a good conversation. Right now, I am asking questions and you're answering them. You're asking me questions and I'm answering them. And we are holding a conversation together. Yeah. And we're enjoying this conversation together. Do you think in the years to come, your conversational AI and generative AI will have the capacity to entertain a person in a conversation?
It will definitely have the ability to empathize, it will have the ability to understand emotions, it will have the ability to interact, entertain. It's very difficult to define that word of enter, but in the context of that question, the way I read this is, it will definitely have the ability to have the basic human-like emotions. It will recognize your happiness, it will recognize your sadness, it will recognize aggression, it will recognize tone, dialects, it will recognize abuse, it will recognize your intents.
Got it.
This is that intense today. So some of the emotions we already see empathy coming. So empathy is already becoming something which is which today the system is already able to capture and communicate and interact. And then we believe this technology will have the ability to reciprocate. I mean, if you are agitated, you're not going to receive the same tone. How can I help you? You know, I can understand. No. Hmm. It will tone down, tone up, empathize. That will definitely happen. Will it amuse you? I mean, that's another emotion, right? Hopefully, yes. But I'll be very honest. Certain things are left to humans. And we still believe that certain things will be left to humans. And entertainment, I definitely believe, should be left to the humans.
Thank God. So the bouncer question wasn't for you. It was for me that will I be able to compete with an AI, generative AI and conversational AI as a content creator? Thank you so much, Raghav, for answering that question to us. This leads me to my next question. Let us talk about the personalized customer experience like never before. But still, when we began this conversation, I told you about how an AI knows about my data points, about my data, where I'm traveling to, where I'm going to. So how can businesses ensure that they're using these technologies, conversational AI and generative AI, using them ethically and without compromising customer privacy?
Absolutely. I think the most important question in the overall context, and we just concluded a two-day industry summit. We had industry leaders come across. We had people who are in governances. We had people who are in security, customer ecosystems. Across the 2 days, this topic has been quite, and there's been a lot of apprehensions around it. Hmm. I think one, it does not have a very straight through. Do this kind of an answer, but it has an approach today. The reason I'm saying does not have a cookie cutter approach because there are certain aspects of the conversational AI, like governance, like authority, regulations, we are still getting drafted. It is still getting to a point where, and I'll tell you why. I'll give you the example of why that piece is still missing. But if you as an enterprise are today trying to adopt or promote conversational AI, at least a couple of things you will always have to do. You'll have to set some ground rules. Those ground rules are internal. Those ground rules have to be promoted. Those ground rules have to be altered, definitely. Very soon you'll have ISO standards around conversational AI and or AI as a service, and they will start expecting you anyway. So it's given. So that will happen.
True. I'm really happy that I asked this question to you. I was concerned myself. Moving on to the next question, and this is the final question of today's podcast, ladies and gentlemen. As conversational AI technology continues to revolutionize the customer experience landscape, it's becoming increasingly important for enterprises to prepare themselves for the changes that it is going to bring. With that in mind, I'd like to ask you how organizations can best equip themselves to take advantage of conversational AI and thrive in this new era of customer experience.
Absolutely. See, as an enterprise, for this thing to work in the right fashion, at a very high level, you need two entities. You need a right platform, and you need a services layer around it, right? So we believe selecting the right partners, because as an enterprise, not everything is getting in-house created, right? If you'll have to, for example, you're building a chatbot, you need a chatbot interface or a platform that from perspective. So choose a partner, choose the right partner who has an ecosystem, who has the roadmap, who has the ability, who has experience, and also choose a right services person, right? You'll need implementation support, you'll need guidance on adoption. And please note, all of these solutions are never point solutions. It's not that you give a requirement and someone builds it up and gives it to you and happy days. Yeah. The happy days, by the way, only start once it gets deployed. It's a journey. It evolves, it learns, it matures to a point, it starts performing. In that life cycle, you need a right partner to handhold, guide, and how much you want to involve the partner is purely enterprise choice. But bottom line is, have a right product, have a right partner to help you use that product, because you as enterprises are best served what you know your business for, right? build that piece and start slow. Big bang doesn't work in this kind of situations.
Yeah.
The biggest and I've always said to my peers and my customers and my fellow colleagues when I've spoken on this topic, to me, technology is never a barrier. The barrier is when you do something different, it's an aspect of change management. It's an aspect of how you would help your end customer take a new channel, adapt. So generally what we call is adapt and adopt. So they have to first adapt to it, or reverse, as a matter of fact. Let me correct, just adopt and adapt. Yeah. They have to adopt the channel because you're promoting the channel. The adoption may could the adoption cycle could be painful at times. But that it will go through a cycle, and then they'll adapt to it. And once they adapt to it, they start using. They start using it, they start building perceptions and experiences. So you may have to start small. You may have to start logical. You may have to start very simple and then add complexities to it, gradually increasing the adoption and the adaption, and always have the right partner, right product, right ecosystem, and ensure that focus on change management. Yeah. A lot of good things fall apart because people don't want to change, or systems don't want to change, or the customers don't want to change. And if they don't want to change, don't trust it on them. Even the best technologies will fail if you don't want to use them. So keep that in mind and ensure that it's a journey. So don't get frustrated from the pace of it, because it may take more time depending on the ecosystem you have, or your customers you have, or your end customer you have. So have faith. It's a journey. Have a right product. Have a right service partner. Ensure you start small, build incrementally, and be transparent in that process. And definitely have a roadmap in mind of what you really want to do, what you really want to achieve from that. So keep that in mind. I think that's the way forward for all enterprises.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, today we had Raghav Kumaria, Vice President and Head of Digital Transformations at IGT Solutions. Beautiful answers, wonderful answers. Thank you so much, Raghav, to have joined in all the way from Dubai.
Thank you. Look forward to all more interactions.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.